This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I'm going to ask you about what's going on in the nation's capital, Sacramento.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, anybody out there enjoying these bouts of rain and cold we've been experiencing? I know I have. But the weather isn't the only thing to worry about. It's also ant and rodent season. If these pests have made their way into your home looking for shelter from the rain and cold, ATCO Pest Control has comprehensive solutions. From effective ant treatments to rodent eradication and exclusion work, ATCO can take care of what's bugging you. Call ATCO Pest Control or fill out a service request online at atcopestcontrol.com. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. But before we don't forget, you can win two tickets to All-Star Friday night, the Rising Stars game, and then Saturday practice. So when you hear this, John Sally, call the contest line at 415-523-4652. Caller number 7 is going, getting those tickets. All right.
All right.
Exhausted.
Yeah,
hi.
It's good. I mean, that's what it takes to be a real host, and congrats. You're there now.
Look at Dibs.
Took you 12 years.
I don't like any
arrived.
Of it.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it.
To be honest with you.
Can I ask you a quick question?
No, go ahead.
Here we go. Why in this business when you make an error is highlighted and everybody laughs?
Do you know what's funny?
We were doing an interview. I said the nation's capital. I'm at the state capital. We come back to it. Why do we got to just keep bringing it back up?
Because we're coastal elites, so we think we're the center of the world, and Sacramento's the capital of the country now. That's why. No, you know what's funny? Is actually, they do teach you in broadcasting that when you make a mistake, you're not supposed to call attention to it. Keep going. Because actually, people are listening passively, and I bet. Now, I noticed... I was listening when that happened, and I noticed...
You should have saw Steiny.
But I just kind of... I chuckled. It was funny. Right? And your guest, I forget his name, but he didn't point it out. He just rolled. He kept going.
Oh, man.
You're not supposed to point it out. But that's the culture inside the building, which is we're going to bring it back so we can make sure that everybody has to feel as much embarrassment as possible at all times.
Well, think about the sounder that he just is going to play for the contest giveaway.
Good point.
It's based off the back of a mistake, maybe not by him,
but
he introduced... John Sally.
And that was a big one, too.
John Sally.
Your mistake was a small one. The John Sally
story. Now I feel better.
That's about as embarrassing as it can get.
And John Sally.
And it lives on, and the way that Steiny handled it with such aplomb, with a B, the B is silent, makes it so that we can poke fun. And we've all made these mistakes, and so, you know, when you call Sacramento the nation's capital... It's absolute gold. We all embrace it, and that's why you are Steph Curry.
Stop it. My hand's not hurt, Will.
Hey, let me, I thought of this question late in the show. I should have thought of it a little earlier.
Yeah, boy, show
me that. So we can steal it. How would you define, and when would you define, like, how much time are you giving it before you say, this trade worked? or this trade didn't work? What is work? What is this trade working?
We've given our answers.
Look like, and I'm even going to make it harder. Short term and long term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In this moment, and I'm actually literally going to answer your question by pulling up the schedule. I would argue
next Wednesday.
No, I'm going to say. I'm going to say probably around the end of February, which might not even be fair because of the All-Star break. That's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's only 8 games.
Okay.
That's only 8 games. Mm. That's probably not fair. So, like, extended into the first week of March. Okay. I give it 1 month.
All right.
1 month, if this thing isn't trending toward playoffs, it's going to feel a little bustish.
Yeah, and that feels a little disingenuous to me.
Why?
Because you were willing to give Dennis Schroeder a lot of leash to, you know, get to know how to play Warrior basketball, yet you're only giving Jimmy Butler like 10 games?
Yeah, these are different roles, and the cost is different. Dennis Schroeder came in for next to nothing, so he's not asked to be the centerpiece or a centerpiece of your team. Jimmy Butler cost you Andrew Wiggins and a 2-year extension for $60 million a year. You better come in and have a damn effect right away.
Well, there is.
And that's why I said playoffs. I went the whole season at Willard. Playoffs.
It takes time for a guy to get into a new system and fit.
They don't have the time.
Right. Yeah, it's not all his fault. They're under 500. They do not have time.
Yeah.
They do not have time. That is not on their side. And then your question, Steiny, about the larger view, whether it's good or bad. The first thing that my head to was Jonathan Kuminga's extension, if it exists. Like, if this costs, right? Like, you got Jimmy Butler and everyone went, I had a lot of people go, and they kept Kuminga.
Right.
Well, did they? I don't know.
Yeah.
They did for this year.
Gurus, there it is.
Yeah, that's what Guru said.
They didn't get rid
of Kuminga. I said, maybe they did.
Not yet.
Yeah. I don't know.
It depends on what the market will determine he's worth. And, you know, if all the reports that we've gotten and the people we've talked to, if they're saying it's between 20 and 25 a year,
they can
keep him. Yeah. And he might not be thrilled about that. But if that's what the market bears and you are restricted, then you either take that or you, go play in Europe?
Well.
And make 1.6?
You play it out. It'd be like Ayuk or Purdy playing it out. Like you.
Well, this is him playing it out. At the end of this year, he needs a new deal, or you've got nothing.
Right.
So
and they need him.
If the deal is 20, if it's 22.5
a year. He can take
year,
the mid-level.
Well, you know what?
I'm not coming in and take the mid-level.
I don't laugh at that anymore. Yeah. I know people think I'm out of my gourd, but there's only two teams with money.
Right.
And I don't think Washington's going to...
Right now.
Where they're at right now, they're not going to say, Jonathan Kuminga, you're our cornerstone.
I don't think Brooklyn will either.
I don't either.
And I think that's the bet the Warriors are making.
I believe that is too. Yeah. I think they can get him maybe for 15 or 20.
So the Warriors have the leverage.
The Warriors have all the leverage.
Wow.
I mean,
he's
like,
restricted.
Not only is he restricted, but there's no suitors. There are two teams, and if they don't offer him...
Yeah, I got you.
Like,
where are you going? You just said it.
Well, I mean, I think that it's going to be probably 20 or 25. Yeah. 15 to me seems really aggressively low, but where they are now with Jimmy making 60 and Steph making 60 and Draymond on the hook for 28, they may not have 25 to give him. And so if you're the Warriors, you sit back and you wait. And you wait and see if another team, whether it's Washington or Brooklyn or whoever else has money, if anyone else comes in with a big-time offer for big money, then, okay, you can't afford him, he's gone. If not, you wait, and then you lowball him.
Well, we're also talking about this without the, hopefully, 2 more months of Jonathan Kuminga's regular season and what that brings. How does he play with these other stars who are now going to be here for 2 more seasons? Is he a starter? Is he off the bench? Is he averaging 20, or is he only averaging 14? Like, that's gonna affect that number.
And I think that, for example, this is worst-case scenario. You bring Jimmy Butler in here, and you don't make the playoffs. Okay? Now, I read somewhere where right now the Warriors are $19 million under the tax, the luxury tax. And they have Kuminga waiting. But they've got to fill their roster out, too, with other stuff. So how do you go into the tax if you've missed the playoffs 2 straight years? Like, that's what every owner says. You know, if we got a shot at it, we'll go into the tax. And Joe Lacob has. He's gone into the tax.
Mm-hmm.
But Can you go into the tax if you finish 39-43?
Absolutely, well, because you gave Jimmy 60. So you gave him 60 thinking that it's not going to be this year or else. You gave him 60 thinking, all right, we got 2.5 years to try to make this work. So even if you wind up 39-43, or let's say you wind up 41-41 and that's the 11 seed,
okay,
then you've already signed him for 2 more years. So for me, it makes no sense to then, you know, turtle up and decide, well, we're not going to go in the tax. You just gave Jimmy Butler 60. You're telling everyone that you think that your new big three is good enough with help to be a thing. So you're going in the tax no matter what.
Is that what they're telling everyone?
That's what I hear.
Well, or did they simply say, as we've heard the 49ers or those who cover them say, this is the cost of doing business. We had to make a move. We could not make a move without the extension, so we did the extension. I don't know which. You could be right.
Yep.
But it's one of those two.
But they didn't have to trade for him and give him an extension. They didn't have to do any of this.
I think they did have to make a move. I think they felt like they had to make a move.
Well, I think they made a move thinking that it would lead to something. Maybe not this year, but something in the next year or two. I don't think they made this move thinking, we just want to be exciting and fun. And you know what? If we can get Draymond and Jimmy to fight in practice, that's good for business.
No, I don't think that. But I do. I wonder if there isn't a little bit more of the word hoping rather than thinking.
That's what it is, baby.
Like, I don't know if strategically you're sitting there going, this is the perfect move. Like, honestly, I can't even see that. I can't even see that. Steiny, I was with you. You guys started the show off with, and you both did, and unfortunately I had to get out of the car before we heard your answer, but you guys both did the whole, like, we went to bed and then we woke up with the perspective being a little bit different than it was when we went to bed. I kind of feel the same way. And maybe I'm being sort of affected by what we watched the Warriors do last night, but, like, I'm even more skeptical after a night's sleep and after watching this team. They're not a player away. And if you do go into the next 2.5 years, at any point, if one of your top players is not available, which is going to happen a lot, that's your team that you watched last night. That's them. And I'm sorry, I go back.
But that's glass half full, and half empty, like Stoney was looking at.
Well, I put it this way. Like,
and it's legit.
Now that we sit here today, and I'm sorry if this is a little bit in the weeds for someone who only watches the NBA a couple of nights a week or whatever, because I know he's not a huge name, but you gave up one first-round draft pick already for Jimmy Butler.
Gotcha.
What if you gave up just one more, and you got someone in their 20s, and you kept Andrew Wiggins? Because to me, that's who Cam Johnson was. And I still think I'd rather done that deal.
And was he available?
I don't know. He had been said to have been available.
We know that Jimmy Butler was available.
Well,
so.
Right, but they had to be. He had to be available. Cam Johnson was available for the right price, I think. Warriors didn't want to meet it. I get it. But most predicted that he would go. He didn't go. I think you could have gotten him for a certain price. And that price would have been, instead of Wiggins, another pick. I think I would have done that.
Well, I mean, again, it's a hypothetical that he was available because,
it had been talked about all year.
Sure, but he didn't move.
Yeah, no,
neither did Vucevic.
Yeah, so, I get the sense that the Nets were asking for something great.
Lowry Markkanen didn't move, but was available. If you want to hit the price, he's available.
Sure. And
so,
could go buy a house in Woodside for $3.8 million. It's available.
I'm just saying, like, if we're going to go by the reports, which we all have for 2 weeks, if we're going to go by that, you know, we all spent a week saying that, Steve Kerr and Steph Curry, they're worried about Jimmy in that locker room. Well, were they? Brian Windhorst said they were. I don't know what is just leverage plays and trying to get people to do this, that, or the other. But Cam Johnson has been reported by those in the business as potentially available for 6 months. So I think that you could have had him for a price.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. John Sally. All right, there it is. Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to both the NBA Rising Stars game at Chase on Friday and the All-Star practice in Oakland. Caller number 7 to 415-523-4652. You're going to get 2 tickets to the Rising Stars game and the NBA All-Star practice. Caller number 7 to 415-523-4652. And to get in on all the NBA All-Star action in the Bay Area, head to NBAEvents.com or the NBA Events app and purchase tickets for fan events like NBA Crossover, the Rising Stars game, NBA All-Star Practice, and the NBA HBCU Classic. Caller number 7. Mm-hmm. Oh, hold your horses.
Oh, wait, what happened?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Oh, I read the What's Bugging You already.
Right, you read it too early.
That's right. I read it too early.
Well, then, before I get to what's bugging me, which might be that, I'll tell you what's distracting.
I read it too early.
Can I tell you what's distracting me?
What?
Guru's physique. And I'll honest, I'm looking at you, Goo, and you got the peach shirt on.
Down 15.
You got the gun show flaring, and I'm thinking about Abundant Life weight loss, and I'm thinking, man, I lost 25, and it stayed off, but I might need to lose an extra 10, because right now, you're looking damn good, brother.
The whole goal is to get to 30, so I got 15 more, so I haven't been on it as long as you, so I'm fired up, and I'm doing my day in and day out. Just following the secret to losing 1 pound of fat with Abundant Life weight loss. And now, Willard, I got people in my life saying, how are you doing it? And I'm telling them to call AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com, visit the website, and I'm still going.
It's 925-854-5140, and I do want to put this to you because you and I can't do a weight loss challenge because you're going to lose another 15 or 20.
Well, I'm twice your size.
Well, and we could do percentages or whatever, but I want to challenge you to see who can get more people to call the number and get on board with the program. Because I go 2-6, you go 10-2. The crossover's been a nice, fertile ground for us to
work together.
You don't want a piece of me.
I've been in sales before, and I know people, and they've been complimenting me. Oh, let's do it.
I worked door to door, and I had more doors shut in my face in the Northridge area than you ever even knocked on with your vacuum business.
Yeah, and I did Amway. I was an Amway salesman.
Is this still part of it?
What is?
This.
Can you not, listen and get the context clues? Do I need to give you a script?
I'm not a real host. And that's
of all the times you've laid out and tuned out this entire segment, you chose now to blurt in? Yes, Steiny, this is a part of it. 3, 2, and 1. I'll tell you what, Guru, I accept that challenge.
Let's go, baby.
It's on. Guru versus Dibs. Who can get more people to call? 925-854-5140 or go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Now with more nonsense and a guy who's barely paying attention, here's Matt Steinmetz.
I mean,
Steiny jumping in and not me.
Yeah, it's an upset.
Hashtag underdog totally fantasy. Yeah. Am I right?
Thank you. Okay.
That's worse than the nation's
camp. Let's all
that was strong.
All right, it is time for What's Bugging You, sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. It is a Friday. That means ATCO Pest Control is the sponsor of this segment. All right,
you
who wants to go
the
first?
Sponsor again, if you wanted.
It's. You want to do it?
Hand it to me. I'll do it. Gosh. Is it that hard?
Actually, I should have done it because I have my gripe on the other side.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, don't give up your gripe.
Who's enjoying these bouts of rain and cold weather we've been experiencing?
Not me.
The weather isn't the only thing to worry about. It's ant and rodent season. If these pests have made their way into your home looking for shelter from the rain and cold, ATCO Pest Control has comprehensive solutions for effective ant treatments to rodent eradication, which, Mark, you know what that would be.
An eradication sensation.
That's a buck. And exclusion work, ATCO can take care of what's bugging you. Call ATCO Pest Control or fill out a service request online at atcopestcontrol.com. Steiny, why don't you start?
Okay. Thank you, Ditch. Appreciate
welcome.
You doing that.
Yeah, no
job
problem.
Well done.
All right, what's bugging me? We got a late start on this. Mm. That's not what's bugging me.
Well, you're staying late now.
What's bugging me
is... I'm going to lay out on this.
The company and the boss.
Oh, no.
Whoa, what company and what boss?
Oh, wow. Look at me turn toward you.
Name
two
check
weeks
it.
In a row.
Odyssey.
And
Nahegan.
Oh, 2 weeks in a row.
So.
Been with the company for a while when you do this.
Mm-hmm. So last night, Guru and I made an appearance.
Bold strategy, Colin.
At Tipsy Putt, all new Bay Street, Emeryville. Had a great time. And I realized something. They're not furnishing Guru or myself with a company credit card. I go in there with my own personal credit card.
Mm.
Now, I know what you're all thinking. Steiny wants to drink and eat on the company. That's not the case. I want a company credit card for these events so that we can buy Ernie Chavez a beer.
Mm.
That we can buy Alneda a drink.
Speak on it.
Hey.
That we can, you know, pass around the good cheer for our P1s who make the effort. Just give me the company credit card and let's move on. That's what's bugging me. Last night, I'm
man
just...
of the people.
Yeah. You know, it's not payday tomorrow, so I'm running a little late. And there's,
or today.
There's Ernie, and I can't help him last night.
I can't help him.
Well,
you got it off your chest.
And all the people who do have company credit cards happened to be with us last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great video you posted.
Well, I appreciate it, except for I left something out because I didn't even know it was there yet.
Which is what?
They got simulators. They got golf simulators.
Oh, boy.
We were hitting golf balls. We'll
be out there next Thursday doing the show.
Yes, nice. We were hitting 200-yard 5-irons.
Wow.
We were doing it.
And those TVs were like the casino.
Oh yeah,
they're not TVs.
The place is beautiful. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about.
Splash
down there at Chase Center and the Thrive City Plaza. By the way, we got a chance in the end to try so many different of the food items. Whew. Like, really, really good. Really good. And I'm saying this not because...
I'm ready.
I'm from the heart now. This place...
Not because it was all for free.
No, not okay. That at all. It was the vibe was good. The place was packed. The drinks were good. I even had multiple. You know what it takes for me to do that.
Rare.
Multiple drinks last night.
Yep.
It was a really, really good time. But it also led to what's bugging me.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
And I'm going to leave all names out of this. But what's bugging me, because when I get into an environment like that, which is not my normal environment, I am spoken for, and my plus one was there with me.
Okay.
So we're
the lovely Christy.
The lovely Christy. So we're just having a night. But there's also other people in our sphere who are with us, and it quickly leads down the road because some of these people were single, and you're in what is known as a target-rich environment. And I am bugged, by the way, today's single ladies feel in terms of how hard it is to find a good single man. I am to be told that they do not exist, certainly not in the San Francisco Bay Area. And then when I sit back and I watch the way some of these men approach or don't approach the young ladies in the room, or vice versa, by the way.
Step your game up.
It's just clunky.
Wow.
It's clunky. You got the wrong people saying the wrong thing, the right people saying the wrong thing, people saying no things at all, like signs are being sent to people who are 6 feet away and they're not getting them. Wow. And I'm over here like, I'm trying to hold up some neons, like, let's go, people.
The game didn't change.
Do your thing. It's not that hard. Where's your confidence? Come on, take your hat off and go talk to her.
It's social media is what it is.
I think you might be right. Yeah,
younger people are so conditioned to clickety-clack and swipe left and swipe right. When you actually get there in the trenches, and Steiny, you asked me, I can't remember if it was on the air or off the air, about action. There was action at Splash.
Yeah, Willie.
There was splashion.
This is good.
There was some serious action up in there.
Grow a pair and go handle your business.
I'd follow a dude.
Put the electronic down.
Right? I'd follow a dude because I was going to try to, like, strike up a combo so that I could, like, just, you know? Like, let me help you out, dog.
Yeah.
But then he went into the bathroom. I'm not going to follow him into the bathroom.
Wow. Anyway, all right, I'm going to go with mine.
That's what's bugging me.
So, you guys know I'm a sports romantic. I claim to be. I don't like change. I don't like the let's play 40-minute basketball games. I know it hasn't happened, but it's been talked about. I hate the runner on second base and extra innings. I hate all that. If you ain't got time for the sport, then don't be a part. And Bill Belichick, I love you and your new girlfriend, but I'm coming at you with this one. Don't rush me.
Yeah, that's a little disingenuous.
How dare you say the Lombardi Super Bowl trophy should be changed to the name of Tom Terrific, who's got 7. And here comes Mahomes already with 3, and by Monday he could have 4. I love you, Hoodie, but I didn't like that. We don't need to change the name of the damn trophy to the Tom Brady trophy. It's the Lombardi trophy for a reason, and let's leave it as it.
I like that, and I agree with
Tom
you.
Tom Brady.
No, you can go ahead and give him something else.
I agree. Tom.
I think that's a perfect place to leave it, too.
Where are you going?
As much as you didn't messed up. Sit your ass down.
You're the reason.
You're the reason we're still here.
Keep it up, and I'll walk.
Well, you can walk.
How
would we handle it if you walk?
Oh, my goodness.
We won't even know what to do.
This man.
You're baiting me.
It would be much like Lindy Waters no longer being a Warrior, is what that would be like.
He is special.
You know what's bugging
me? You're an expiring contract.
Yeah, and I probably should have gone first, because what's bugging me should be bugging everyone, and it's NBA stars. And I'm looking at you, Steph Curry, and I'm looking at you, LeBron James. You've got the All-Star game in your arena, and you're not going to do the three-point shootout.
Help me.
Don't tell me that they didn't ask him. You know they asked him. You got Dame Lillard going for a third in a row. You've got yourself. You could have all the greatest shooters ever, and you have a home game, your arena.
It hurt.
It's your All-Star game, and you won't show up, Steph? You won't show up for your own three-point shootout? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of Tyler Hero, the big bad Tyler Hero, Chef? Are you afraid of Dame from Oakland putting up number 3 in your arena on your head? What's wrong, Steph? What are you afraid of?
Me.
You're the greatest shooter in the history of shooting. Like my partner says, shoot your shot. It's all you got.
You've had a terrible year.
So come on out and show out. And I'm going to add in LeBron James and the shame that it is him never doing the slam dunk.
It's incredible.
Never, ever, 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 ever. And you all want your $60 million a year, and I get it, and you're worth it. Your product is dying. Your product had to change its All-Star game because you all made it a mockery.
You made it a joke.
So while your product is going down the toilet and your All-Star games become a joke, you're not going to show up to your own arena to shoot threes?
Yeah.
I'll say it. My name is Dan Dibley, and I'm ashamed, Steph Curry. Shame on you, Steph. Shame on you.
It hurt me. That hit
bad thumb.
Yeah. But he's going to play in the game.
Bilateral tendonitis.
He can shoot left-handed and still make the semis.
Willard, why is he not in it?
He's afraid of Tyler Hero.
I'm a little surprised.
That shocked me.
I hope he gets asked tomorrow night in Chicago. Like, I'm surprised.
I was hurt.
I mean, I you know, you say he's playing in the game as well, where that's actually even less contact than the three-point shooting contest now, so maybe that's why. But, like, if you're going to pick one to be a part of the three-point shooting contest. It's actually more fun to watch. It's easier to do. You got a better chance to win it. You'll be more remembered because of it in your own building. It's look, perfect. I don't know why.
Maybe he's tired from 32 shots last night in LA.
My man was letting him go.
That's all. Like if I would like to know why.
Yeah, I'd love to know why.
Because there's probably a good reason.
I'm sure there's a great reason.
Well, LeBron couldn't answer why I've never participated in a slam dunk contest ever, and Mike and Kobe and all the others have done it. Like
the dunk contest never did it.
Yeah, the dunk contest.
Well,
actually,
that ain't his thing.
Bird never was in the dunk contest. Nobody
was
gave
in the three point. Those are that's not their thing.
Yeah, they had a reverse
stay in your lane.
But yeah,
could Bird dunk?
Yes.
Maybe once.
Check him
out. All right, gents. Well,
we'll be listening.
Bring it home today. And we got Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
And the pick is in.
KC.
Everything is right here at your fingertips. 95.7 The Game.
Thank you for your service, Danny.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.